Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of March 2018, and this is the 772nd Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm in much the same position as I was yesterday when I finished the podcast. I'm lying in bed and I'm very snug. I've got two doonas on and a blanket. It's quite cool outside. And I just need to rest a lot at the moment. I've been listening to Brahms and the hooting of a cruise ship that must be leaving port at the moment. I had quite a few honks that seemed to place themselves rather nicely in the Brahms that I was listening to, which was a cello concerto. And I'm just beginning to read a book by Mick Herron called Dead Lions, an espionage novel. I haven't read any Mick Herron yet, and I think he might be a bit of a discovery, because I really like the writing, and I hope the story is good too. And I feel as if what I'm reading now should relate really to what I'm writing, just in terms of its form. I just want to get the rhythms of this kind of book back in my head. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. And I've just been so tired. I've needed to come to bed. And yesterday, coming to bed really was magic. I think I was in bed for about, I don't know, an hour and a half or maybe 2 hours in the afternoon. And I had a rest in the morning. Today I didn't have a rest this morning, and by the time 3:30 came, I just knew that this was where I needed to be. So I'm back in bed with my cup of tea as well. And I've just noticed that the battery's about to run out on my iPhone, which is a bit of a pity. Still, we'll see how we go. I was just saying before that it was magic, this rest was magic yesterday. I felt that my cave was not going to happen. I knew that the cave at home would not work for me on my own. I was just too tired, and I checked whether the cave in town was going to be on, and it was, and they made it half an hour earlier than usual. And I just at one point just got out of bed and got my bike out and went down, and it was fantastic. I don't know quite whether it was the very cool air rushing against me as I hurtled down Goulburn Street, which is it's a long but not terribly steep hill, and so you can go quite fast. And although it was the rush hour, I was going in the wrong opposite direction, so I was able to get a fairly free run until I got into town. Anyway, it seemed to have woken me up, and I ended up staying for 3 hours and writing more than I've written in one stint for a very long time. There were two other people there, and we ate Freddo frogs, which are, for those of you who aren't from here, chocolate frogs. And I came home again. Also, I hadn't ever ridden home from town in the dark, and that worked well too. So it was a very, very pleasing end to the day. I don't know that I can really expect that to happen tonight. Well, I'm not expecting it to happen tonight. But I am going to get up soon and do some tidying and washing up, because it looks as if I will have a writer's cave here tomorrow. And really, if I can do two in a week, that is very, very satisfying. It was very cloudy this morning. I did go up for a walk and did the summit loop. It was grey and quiet and very pleasant, but a bit clammier than it was yesterday. Yesterday it was very clear air, even though it was overcast. Today it was a bit muggier. But now it's all cleared up and it's blue out there. I think it'll be quite nice to get up and do a bit of moving about. I do think that at the moment I am probably battling a cold as much as anything, and that may be why my energy has been so low. But it hasn't developed into anything very unpleasant, just kind of a sore throat and snuffles and a very deep voice. And I hope that it doesn't do anything beyond that. I know that almost everyone around me seems to have something, so it's not really surprising that I've ended up with it too, albeit what appears to be a much lesser version. I'm not going to make this very long because I don't want it to suddenly fold on me. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that if you've needed to be in bed, that is where you have found yourself, that somewhere in your day you've been able to do a little bit of creative work, or at least think about it in some way. I went to the cafe after lunch and had a nice hour. I wasn't actually writing on my novel. I was doing other writing that I needed to do. But it was very friendly this afternoon. I mean, not that it ever isn't friendly, but we were all old locals, I suppose, there, sitting at different tables. So there was a chap who was nearby who's just started a PhD Marion, I've forgotten her surname. Oh dear, something else beginning with M, I think. A poet. And then there were two friends of mine who, in their later working life, have taken up house painting. So they came in their overalls. And yes, there were about six or seven people at different tables. So conversations curled around the cafe, and so some of the time I was concentrating on what I was writing, and other times we were all bantering back and forth. And the owners very kindly gave me a container of soup for tonight, so I've got a really nice soup to look forward to. So I do hope that you've got little spots that you can go to. I know that I'm extremely lucky to have this just up the road. I also know that the owners are very exhausted, and so it may not be there in its present form for that much longer. So I just need to appreciate it day by day. If you haven't started your day, I hope it goes really well. And if you've got a sleep between today and tomorrow, I hope you rest well and have a gentle and productive day tomorrow. And I really want to thank you for listening to me again, as always. And really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.